This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India has strongly protested against the references made to the Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on the Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission on Friday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on the 29th of October. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokesperson termed it unfortunate that the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Reporting to the query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said that New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of the students and temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. On the issue of border disengagement, the spokesperson stated that the verification patrolling has been commenced under the mutually agreed terms between India and China in the Imchok and the Ipsang regions. He said that the final phase of disengagement was agreed between India and China on 21st of October. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with the Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Rising Our Down under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will visit to Singapore for the official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN India Network of Think Tanks. In two separate encounters in the Kashmir Valley, three terrorists have been neutralized by the joint team of security forces following cordon and search operation based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in their respective areas. The operation later turned out into gun battles that resulted in the elimination of the three terrorists. Talking to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir V.A.K. Burdi confirmed that the top Lashkar commander, identified as Usman Alias Chota Walid, hailing from Pakistan, has been killed in an encounter in Kanyar area of Srinagar. The slain terrorist had been active for a very long time and had been involved in the several terror crimes in the Kashmir Valley. During the operation, four security personnel, which included two JNK police personnel and two jawans of the Central Reserve Police Force, were injured and have been shifted to the hospital. Mr. Burdi said that the two terrorists have been killed by the security forces in Larnu Kukunar encounter in Anantnag district of South Kashmir. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's Atmanirbhar drive is yielding the desired results in the country and is poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees in defence exports by 2029-30. Addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at the Indian Institute of Technology Kanpur, the Defence Minister called upon Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies which the country imports to realize Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat. Indian Railways is running special trains due to the ongoing festival season. Around 20 festival special trains will originate from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Darbhanga, Ranchi, Patna, Katra, Muzaffarpur, Balia, Kamakhya and Azamgarh. India's Malvika Bansal stormed into the final of Hilo Open badminton tournament women's single competition with a stunning 23-21, 21-18 win over Danish Stutler Julie Dawa-Jabobsen in semi-finals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.